Blog Talk Radio.
And the collective wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck, and I host the show. My guest this evening is Annette Trasigny, and AKA Yoga Nurse, and she is returning to the show. Annette and I have been discussing nurse healers and healing for a number of years. The question always remains, when will nurses recognize the fact that they are healers? As a nurse myself who works in the hospital setting, how can I bring the message of healing into an environment that simply is not healing at all? The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Joining me now is the yoga nurse. Just a minute here. Hello, Annette.
Hello, Kate.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm glad you can hear my voice and I can hear yours.
It's always a blessing.
Yeah.
So how are you? How are you this evening?
I'm great, and I'm excited to talk to you, and I'm delighted that we're really both coming from the same place on this enormous, enormous challenge in our country.
That is so true. And you have branched out and are offering yoga nursing courses. Tell us about your latest adventure.
Kate, the yoga nursing is really starting to take off, and I'm thrilled. The whole point of yoga nursing, because people ask, well, what is a yoga nurse? So a yoga nurse is someone who is a registered nurse who also is a yoga teacher. So it's a combination of the wisdom of the ancient yoga teachings with modern nursing science. And the mission of a yoga nurse is to expand consciousness and to enlighten the healthcare system and to relieve pain and suffering for the nurse and also take the wisdom and the training that a yoga nurse receives to their clients and to their patients in their domains of nursing.
Yeah, that is something that we need to help nurses to, so many nurses are not really in tune to the fact that they can do this, that they are able to, that they are empowered enough to take, to own the fact that they are healers and that they are nurse healers, and that indeed it is probably the only people who can enlighten the healthcare system. is the nurse.
Nurses don't realize their power, Kate. You know,
right.
I came into nursing very late in life. I had a very privileged life. It was very late for me that I became a nurse. And when I went on the floor with nurses that have been practicing for 10, 20, and 30 years, I was absolutely shocked at the lack of power. And, you know, I had to ask, you know, why are we as a group, and we're huge, why are we so weak?
Yes, and, you know, the more education a nurse gets for herself, or usually, you know, there is, it's like 95% of nursing are women, so that's why I would say she. I recognize there are men in the profession, and I honor that, but so I will say she. And that's the problem. It's a woman's profession, and they don't ask for more money. We don't ask for more money. We don't own our power. We don't stand up as equals to the physicians, who are very patronizing often. But so what? I mean, so what if they're patronizing? We can still not be hurt by it. Be bowled over by it, and just own our own power and stand strong. And I thought, you know, the whole thing with the nurses union, the unions are going down in this country, and that's a shame. That's a shame.
Yes. Yes. Kate,
but we need
it's a huge issue. I mean, it's enormous, but, you know, you see it from your place. I see it from my place, and I see it from letters that I receive from nurses all over the world that are interested in yoga nursing. I mean, I recognize it's not for everybody. Not all nurses are going to be interested in becoming yoga nurses. But, you know, when we talk about power, the fact that I've observed is nurses are so exhausted from the profession, it wipes out their power. At the end of the day, they don't have any juice left to stand up for their rights.
Well,
I feel that it comes down to the same conclusion every time, and it has to do with nurse-patient ratios.
Yes.
And until that changes, nothing, in my not-so-humble opinion, is really going to change.
Well, I would think that what you're teaching would help women to feel empowered. So tell us about the course that you are going to be teaching at Kripala in June.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm taking another round. I trained my first yoga nurses last year in September, and the Kripala Center has invited me to come back featuring the program. They really want to grow the program and reach out to nurses. And the purpose of my program is really a program to care for the caregiver. So it's going to help the nurses. Number one, they're going to learn my yoga nursing methodology. I've developed a unique program that's based on very simple principles that anybody can do. I mean, when we look at yoga, the three components of yoga in my program are proper breathing, stretching, gentle stretching, and deep relaxation. So I ask you, you know, who cannot learn how to breathe effectively and relax and learn how to stretch? So it's a very, very simple program that empowers nurses in their own self-care, number one. Number two, they can take it to patient care. And number three, nurses who have the balls to leave the traditional system can position themselves as nurse entrepreneurs, as I have done and many other savvy nurses are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So the program will set a nurse up to think outside the box and realize how many ways that they can be really an independent contractor.
They can
take the yoga nursing into their local hospitals, but over and above that, they can take it into their communities to add additional income to their bottom line, maybe cut back to PRN at the hospital, which is what I did, and started focusing on bringing the yoga nursing as a stress relief and wellness coach into the community. Nurses are wellness experts, and they are educators, and this is what is needed today in our country.
Yes, and then the more they do branch out the way that you're expressing, the more respect, even more respect the nurse will have. I mean, I think they are the most respected part of the healthcare team anyway, but just think of by branching out in that way and becoming visible dealers of health instead of disease, because that is what nurses are. That is what we need to own, and it's the doctors who are can hang out with the disease if that's what they want to do. But I don't think that's what we are here to do. The disease model is not the nursing model, and it's just exactly what you're talking about, really.
You know, I really am inspired to inspire nurses to become independent. You know, I envision one day a healthcare system where nurses are going to be independent contractors. I would love to see that day, just the way the doctors are.
Tell us more about that vision of nurses becoming independent contractors. That's very interesting.
Well, that will take some doing, and that's part of the legacy that I hope that yoga nursing is going to leave to make a difference in the world and on the planet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the bottom line is healer heal thyself.
Right.
So it's a revolution of consciousness, and it is something that is going to attract nurses that are interested in other modes of healing, such as what we call alternative or complementary medicine. And yoga nursing falls into that. Yoga nursing has also been accredited by national nursing organizations. So the great thing is a nurse can take my program, get education, 18.5 big CEUs, have a fabulous holiday, and get self-care and education for themselves and something that they can bring back into their own backyard. You know, it's a grassroots movement, really, and that's where it starts. So healer, heal thyself. Take a training, not necessarily my training, but any training that is a holistic nursing kind of training. Gene Watson, for example, the premier nursing theorist of our time, has endorsed my program. She's the one that created the caring model for nursing. Mm-hmm. And there is a potential there for nurses that are drawn to that, especially the young ones that are coming in. And, you know, that's where the future is. The nurses that have been on the floors for 30 years, probably they are not going to leave at this point to become a nurse entrepreneur. We're looking at new nurses or nurses who have been in the business, in the field for a few years. They've learned how to walk the walk on the floor, so they have credibility and respect. They understand the nursing model. And then understanding that, they realize that they can take that model, like nurse practitioners are doing more and more, and setting themselves up as independent contractors. I have many nurse practitioners that come to my program.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is the first way that nurses are becoming independent contractors are by becoming NPs. The second way is for a traditional RN to think outside the box, and they need coaching, they need training, they're lost. That's where I come in. I coach these nurses that want to take that step and become independent, and I teach them, I share everything that I've learned along the way, content, to help them to set up, be an independent yoga nurse or a nurse educator, wellness coach within their community, and make a lot more money than they're making as a nurse, be independent, be happy, have a life, make a difference in the world.
Yes. And tell us the dates of your program in June?
June 19th to 23rd, four nights, four fabulous nights, and lots of time, lots of free time. I set up the program so that the nurses will get the education that they need to set themselves up to start practicing what I teach them, and at the same time enjoy all the beauty that the Kripalu Yoga Center has to offer.
Right. And is that a weekend? Is that a weekend? I don't have a...
It starts on a Sunday night. It ends on a Thursday morning.
Wow.
Sunday night through Thursday morning. So, yes, it's blocking out some time. And what I suggest to a lot of the nurses, as I did when I took some of these alternative trainings with other nurse entrepreneurs and wellness educators, I suggest that a nurse goes to their department head and HR and educational departments and ask for some help in paying for the program. Many hospitals will pay 50% of the fee to encourage the nurse, because then that nurse will bring back that training and bring it into the hospital, bring it into direct patient care. So it's win-win for the hospital, and it's win-win for the nurse.
Yes. Well, what is the cost of the program?
The program itself is $340, which is very reasonable if you break it down for 5 days and four nights. It's way less than $100 a day. However, that does not include accommodation. That is for the program. Then your accommodation is over and above that, and then Kripalu has a choice where you can choose to be in a dormitory, if you don't mind that. I've done that lots of times, and it's great. But for people who aren't the dorm types, they can opt for having a roommate, or they can get a private room. And the prices, you know, are reflected accordingly. And it's all online on the, you know, the Kripalu site. People that want to learn more about becoming a yoga nurse, they can come to my website. It's easy to remember. It's Yoga Nurse. yoganurse.com, and all over my website there are links to be a yoga nurse and then to the Kripalu program that's coming up. And Kripalu is fabulous at helping everyone to set up and have a comfortable, pain-free liaison to getting there and having a great stay.
Is that in New York, or what state is that in? New York?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
It's in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, the gorgeous Berkshires, Lenox, Massachusetts, about an hour and a half drive from Albany, New York, and about 3 hours from Boston.
Wow, it's beautiful, it sounds like. I've heard
it's gorgeous.
It is very beautiful, yeah.
Kate, you've got to show up there one day.
I know. Well, I'm actually thinking
if it's not...
I'm actually thinking of showing up in June. I am. It seems like a wonderful opportunity for me. And,
oh, my gosh.
You know,
it would be an honor to have you there. You would bring so much to the group, and you would make amazing contacts there.
Yes. And nursing entrepreneurship is certainly something I have always love to think about, and certainly being online. I've actually been online, as I call it, creating content for the last 5 years almost. So, that's one thing you have to do, really. And you've done that too with your blog, your beautiful yoga nurse site, and so it's part of what we have to do to become nurse entrepreneurs. And
a very wise woman once said, we become entrepreneurs because we can't stand being told what to do.
Yes, that is so true. It's always been part of my problem. strength. It's a strength, it's not really a problem.
No, and you, I want to acknowledge here, are one of my mentors, because when I discovered you, I said, oh, my goodness, you know, I found you, you know, clicking around online. I don't know, how long is it going back now, Kate? Maybe 3-4 years?
Yeah, definitely.
And I bought your ebook.
Yes.
Your fantastic ebook. And I was so impressed with all of your chops, your diligence, your commitment to your writing, and your beautiful prayers that you produce every day. That's such a gift to nurses. And I really want to work with you in some joint ventures to bring your knowledge and so forth to my readers, and you know, bring you to the world that I can connect you to. I think that would be an honor for your entrepreneurship.
That would be a total honor for me to be involved in a joint venture with you. That would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just have to think about how that would manifest, as it were. But I think coming to your beautiful Kripala workshop would be one way to begin.
You could drive there from where you live.
It's
an easy drive.
Mm-hmm.
I had several nurses from Pennsylvania. You're in Pennsylvania, right?
I am.
Right. I had several nurses from Pennsylvania in my first training, and they drove.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty direct route. You know, you just go from here to there. It's long periods of time, maybe on one route, and then you get to another one or something. I'll figure it out, though. And, yes, this might be the beginning of something. Because, first of all, even you were talking about younger nurses, and I totally agree with that. I mean, they are the younger women and the younger people in their 20s and 30s are environmentally aware. They are, you know, have a very deep sense of compassion for their patient. But so I'm on the other end of the spectrum, however, where I am going to be retiring. But, you know, to me, retirement is not what it was for our parents. It is a full participation, but into the next, with the next step. And I don't know if I told you this, but I am determined to get the prayer blog published. And so that would be something that would be very exciting for me. And I don't really, I would like it to be a traditional way, the publishing, traditional publishing. But I know that more and more people are self-publishing and doing much better with that.
Yeah.
Doing much better with that. Yeah. So
lots of options there, and we can talk about that.
Yes.
Yeah. There's lots, and that's really the way a lot of people are going today. I mean, even top authors are deciding to go that way. And you can get the visibility on Amazon.com, which is your major outlet, Barnes and Noble, so and more.
Absolutely.
So many people are downloading now onto Kindle, onto their apps and so forth. So traditional publishing, I've been looking into both, and more I'm looking to just self-publish, truly.
Well, then there is the beautiful programs that are out there to help, however you decide to publish, to become number one bestseller on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and quite conceivably on the New York Times bestselling list. There is a proven method to get on to get your visibility. You know, you have to push. You get people who are connected to help create bonuses for the day that you are promoting this, and you've heard of that. And, and then, of course, the moment that you become a best-selling author, then that becomes quite a business card kind of. You know, that
you
becomes
got it.
Something really does help you with. Everything that you do, and it's not. I'm not even talking at all about making money. I'm talking about respect, more respect
That's right.
than what, and more visibility, and what we're talking about here is the entrepreneurial visibility that we're hoping to acquire becomes easier with a book that you've published. And then if you become a best-selling author, that that just takes it over the top, you know? That's really a wonderful thing.
You can do that, Kate. You've already written a book. So,
yes, I need to...
It's compiling it and putting it together, and there's, we can talk about that. There's a lot of sources out there that will compile all of that for you at a very reasonable rate, so that it's in a format that can be downloaded onto Amazon and Kindle, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, you do make more money that way, absolutely.
Yes. Are you writing a book? It sounds like you've
I am.
Yes, yes.
My next phase, because I get letters from all over the world from nurses who want to come to the Kripalu Center to take my training, but they can't necessarily come when I'm running the program or it's difficult for them. They're in Australia, they're in South Africa. And so I'm creating online trainings. I'm creating yoga nursing online. So for nurses who can't come, there will be a program that I am in the midst of developing right now that will include video, audio, and, of course, written materials that will describe the program and teach the program online.
Mm-hmm.
That's one part. So there's going to be the Yoga Nurse online trainings. And part two, there is the book, Yoga Nursing, The Art of Caring.
Well, I know that... I need to, this is just a, I know that yoga nursing does include yoga. And I was into yoga back in the 1970s, but I know that yoga is something I want to get back into. And I imagine that is part of your program, isn't it?
Of course, of course.
Yes, yoga.
It is the program. You're already a nurse.
Yeah.
I'm not teaching you how to be a nurse, darling. I'm teaching you how to be a yoga nurse.
Yeah.
And my program is really simple. My program is designed for people who have not ever even done yoga before. You know, if a yoga teacher who happens to be a nurse takes my training, great. But the majority are not yoga teachers. They're nurses who are interested in yoga, or they've done some yoga, a little bit of yoga, or want to explore yoga. And the program is so simple and gentle, because the basis of yoga nursing is a very therapeutic approach. I'm not turning anybody into a pretzel. You know, it's not that kind of, not that kind of yoga. I just had a total right hip replacement. You know, there's only so much that I can do. So I'm teaching nurses what I call the seven essential postures. You will learn two basic breathing techniques, the seven essential postures that you'll learn how to do seated, standing, and lying down for you, and, of course, for teaching and sharing in your clinical practice. And finally, you'll learn the guided relaxation, the most important part of the practice, the deep relaxation, which has been proven to help people with post-traumatic stress. I'm working with the VA. So let me tell you, if yoga nursing's working for our vets from the war for their post-traumatic stress, it's working for everyone. I teach the programs to cancer survivors. It's brilliant for cardiovascular and respiratory patients. It's fantastic for peds, for helping to relax the children. Lots of feedback, lots of data. And it's a very, very simple program that you'll be able to learn. You'll be able to take it away with you. Number one, apply it for you. And secondly, any portion that you feel comfortable with sharing or teaching, you can bring it to the bedside. You'll also bring it in to the room with your colleagues, because you know yourself, Kate. You have a certain vibration. You know, you're conscious. You're bringing your wisdom on the floor. And people feel that energy. I've read your posts about interactions with other nurses. And by you using many techniques that you've shared in your blogs, have been, you know, always delighted to find out when you meet that nurse again, what a beautiful connection that you have. And it's because of that consciousness that you are enlightening in yourself by ever tapping into the what I call the inner nurse healer.
Oh, I love it.
And then
wonderful.
The inner nurse healer, the divine inner therapist, the inner teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tapping into the inner business, so to speak. And you've tapped it, hon. You're sharing it with the world, and you're sharing
it
in your practice.
Well, that's very sweet words. Thank you. I'm interested in what you just said about, and I want to acknowledge what you just said, complimentary towards me. Thank you very much. But I also am fascinated by working with post-traumatic stress, soldiers coming home from the wars. That would be a perfect place to implement this work that you're talking, that you're doing.
That's right. And it's already being done.
Mm-hmm.
It's being done by yoga teachers all over the United States in different VA centers. I am often invited now as a guest speaker for nursing conventions or to hospital organizations. And recently I did a training at a VA in North Carolina. But interestingly, I didn't train the vets.
Mm-hmm.
I trained the staff because the staff are so stressed out and exhausted.
Yes.
So, you know, it has to be on both sides. I mean, the caregiver has to be trained, and then the person who is being cared for is going to be the recipient of the caring, or in my case, of the yoga nursing.
Yes.
And there's a ton of evidence-based studies, you know how nursing wants its evidence-based studies, on the benefits and the effects of yoga therapy on post-traumatic stress, and indeed on everything, including cancer and breast cancer.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's huge, Kate. It's just absolutely huge, and it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes, and then we have the elderly population. More and more people will be in this age group where, you know, there's an aging, there's going to be so many people who are, the baby boomers are hitting this, they're 60, I think there's like a person turning 60 every few minutes or something, and there's a tremendous amount of ageism in our society. And I would think that what you're teaching would help people feel more youthful, more optimistic, and certainly more energy to get out of the poor me, I'm getting old kind of mentality that does sort of sweep through people's minds in the American society, because everybody is worships the young and discards the old. So you have what you're talking about seems to be perfect fit for us, for helping our baby boomer generation turn the tide on ageism.
And we are doing that. I mean, I am a baby boomer. You are a baby boomer. So, and we are turning the tide on aging, and the boomers are jumping on the yoga bandwagon by leaps and bounds. A huge, huge portion of my clientele are aging baby boomers. And I can tell you, Kate, you know, yoga changes people's lives. I mean, it is so fulfilling for a nurse to have an impact on a person's life. And very often, in traditional nursing, we don't have as much of an impact that we'd like, because we're so busy now with the charting. And where is there time for patient care or caring in nursing today, I ask?
Yes.
And that's where the nurse entrepreneur, and as I say, my vision of a nurse being an independent contractor, or more and more nurses becoming independent contractors, so that they can care for the clients when they're out of the hospital. If they can't care for them in the hospital, they can care for them in community-based programs outside of the hospital and be paid very handsomely to do so and make an enormous difference in people's lives.
Do you, are you talking about, I'm just suddenly thinking about grants. Is that, do you apply for grants for this, these programs or do people actually, tell me how that works.
You could apply for grants. I've never gone that route. I've never had to get a grant because, you know, all communities have programs that they offer. And, for example, even if it would be a local Parks and Rec department, Parks and Rec are often hiring educators and trainers and fitness people to teach their programs in the community. That's a very simple way. I'm giving you, you know, a really simple route. And you could go there, and they're thrilled to hire a nurse because, as you said, nurses have so much credibility, and they are the number one most trusted profession in the country.
Yes.
So it's really easy for a nurse to walk in and position themselves as a wellness educator. But the nurse, heal thyself. The nurse has to be well or has to be working on their wellness in order to take it into the community and have credibility. And yoga and nursing is a perfect fit to bring into the community because the nurse has an awareness about disease process that makes their client feel safe. My practice boomed because I'm a nurse.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I hear it all the time from clients and organizations. I wouldn't get the gigs that I get if I wasn't a nurse. You know, if I was just trying to go out there and just do the yoga thing, you know, I have to I've been lucky. You know, I made a living as a yoga teacher, but I was limited in who and the impact that I could make because I did not have the medical knowledge. So, you know, what I do in my program at Kripalu is help the nurses. I can see their eyes lighting up. And then one of the best parts is the connections that the nurses make, and they start seeing all these things that they can do in the community. I do a marketing piece in my program to help the nurses to understand how they can take this and apply it in their community, in their own backyard, from the hospital and hospital outreach into traditional business, into corporation.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's infinite possibilities for wellness because America is investing in wellness.
Yes, they are. You're right. They are.
And the bottom line is prevention. And yoga nursing therapy is prevention.
When you
Fun. And it's fun. Yes. And you make wonderful new alliances and friendships. And you align yourself with your tribe, my dear.
You'll find like-minded
people.
Yeah, you think about it. I've been a nurse for so long that I might as well think of ways to utilize the nursing aspect of my life in the next step of the next adventure of my life. And because why abandon something that's so much a part of myself?
Yes. So you step away from the hospital, Kate. But you don't step away from being a nurse. As long as you keep your license current, you can be an independent nurse.
Right.
Entrepreneur.
Exactly. It must be
so
much fun.
You can set up your own consulting and wellness and whatever you want to do.
Yes.
And be paid, as I say, really handsomely. I'm not going to talk about numbers here on the phone. But the numbers are really, really handsome numbers. And it should be so. It should be so for all of the knowledge that you have. You're in maternal child, yes? Labor and delivery?
Labor and delivery at the moment, yes. And we are actually have just opened our spiritual retreat center last summer, and we are adding a few retreats here this year coming up. We have this gentleman by the name of Will Johnson, who is a Sufi meditator, but he also studies Rumi, and he specializes, my husband has met him and just loves him, and he has really good energy, as you say, just a delightful soul, and he is coming to our house to teach. We could have a silent retreat. I think a silent retreat would be wonderful. But probably people aren't really ready for that, so we might do a type of meditation which he teaches, having to do with not having a strict posture. Because meditators, this is just a little bit off the beaten path here, but meditators who have a rigid posture and have been meditating for years often have very bad back problems. And what you're talking about is doing yoga, stretching, and so forth would really help people with their back problems, you know, and meditation.
Yes, and so then you could teach that portion in your retreats in the future, my dear.
Yes.
Because people want to move. One of the biggest comments, and, you know, I've been teaching programs for years. One thing I know how to do is to rock a program. I've learned from the experts.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to move. And, you know, as a labor and delivery specialist, if you got a taste of the yoga nursing, for example,
mm-hmm.
you've already got the meditative side happening. You've already got the deep inner healer spiritual core, which is the heart of yoga nursing, the heart.
Yes.
The heart of caring. Yet, you know, we have a body, and you want to continue with that body, to continue to make a difference with your great services in the world. So if you would learn the basic essentials from yoga nursing, you would be able to bring that into your community when you retire, and you can set yourself as a nurse educator who brings her expertise in labor and delivery plus yoga and teach prenatal yoga programs in your community. And you'd be full. You'd be
mm-hmm.
full. And
yes.
then postpartum. Then they come back to you postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that as well.
Yes.
Endless
yes.
possibilities. A cardiac nurse specialist can go into the program, take the yoga nursing essentials, and set herself up to teach cardiac interventions
rehab.
With yoga therapy as
yeah,
an independent
cardiac.
Nurse practitioner. Yes.
Cardiac rehab.
Amen. It's huge. Respiratory specialists. I teach to better breathers. The community invites me to come in as a guest teacher at the hospital. They pay me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do a number of pro bono and volunteerism
right.
in my community. Yes, of course. But I'm also paid as an expert in my field, and rightly so. So I go into the better breathers, and I teach them ancient yogic breathing techniques, and they adore it.
Mm-hmm.
And teach them gentle stretches, deep breathing, gentle stretches, my 7 essential postures, plus a guided relaxation and introduction to meditation. It changes their lives, and it's so simple. That's what is so exciting for me. You know, I'm not teaching rocket science. I'm teaching something that's very, very simple. But when you're a nurse who has a nursing background, nurses, are you listening? And you bring that into something like yoga, oh, my.
Oh,
infinite
I agree.
Infinite possibilities. Any specialty that you want. You know, I work with a group of breast cancer survivors and cancer survivors, not strictly breast cancer, every week. It's my volunteer gig. Mm-hmm. And I'm creating a DVD, educational film on yoga nursing therapy for breast cancer survivors.
Oh,
and
that's
I'm
great.
Gonna, you know, so, you know, I mean, you can go as far as you want as an entrepreneur. If you just want to do grassroots yoga nursing in your own backyard, teach a few educational programs, get paid a nice amount of money, make a difference in the world, you know, not have the stress, the traditional nursing, and overwhelm brings, you can do that. But if you really want to take it further as mm-hmm. an entrepreneur, you're going to need help, you're going to need some coaching, and then you can take it to another level. You can make audios, you can make videos, you can write books, as we've talked about, and make them available worldwide.
Yeah, that would be what I would be interested in.
And you already know how to do it.
Well, I probably could learn it very quickly. I mean, you know, in terms of editing and so forth, I would need to learn a little bit about, you know, how it is. You just, it's a little bit of a learning curve, but I've been on the internet long enough to know that those are the sorts of things that I really enjoy doing. So, and,
right. It's,
you know,
creative.
Yes, it is. I love going out into the community, too. But I like being strictly at home, pretty much, and that would be one way to do it, is to get the right equipment and create. Well, you have to outreach too to the communities that you are trying to make an impact on. But it all works out. Yes, you do.
You want to pick a niche. You can't get to everybody. Pick an area that you specialize in, one or two areas where you can let your jewels shine, and then focus on that. And those people will be drawn
mm-hmm.
to you.
I personally like the whole idea of working with ageism in our society and getting people to move, getting people to stop
mm-hmm.
thinking that they're
mm-hmm.
getting old. And that's what I would like to do. I would like to make an impact on people's attitudes about aging, which is pretty freaky when you hear what people say to each other. People who are much younger than we are acting like they're very, very old. So I think that would be the impact. I really am attracted to that.
And that's
just
a very good market
because
the truth is, Kate, you are the client that you want.
Yes, that's right. That's
you
right.
are the client. And
mm-hmm.
you see, your circle of influence in your community, and you have the respectability already as a nurse in your community, the amount of aging boomers who are turning to yoga would turn to you very, very quickly. And you would probably find that the lion's share of your clientele will be that target market that indeed you're interested in.
There's an amazing retirement community business going on in this country. And they are... Those people...
I talked
and I'm
about
not talking,
that in my marketing.
Yeah, those people are not in nursing homes per se, but they are in retirement communities that are thirsty
looking for
and
something to
hungry.
Do.
Hungry, well, yeah, looking for something to do, but also
and
looking for something to do.
And they have disposable income.
Yeah, they're looking for something that expands their mind and helps them to think in a different way. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who, in those communities, who are excited about thinking differently about themselves and their lives.
Yes, and they're investing in their health, Kate. And
yeah.
the great thing about yoga is to take a yoga class is probably the best, most cost-effective investment anybody could make because the average cost of a yoga class is between $10 and $20.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So it's affordable. It's something that, you know, aging boomers, whatever their economic demographic is, and most of them have available income, they're delighted to invest in yoga. A big portion, if I wanted, of my practice is teaching clients privately. I don't have the time anymore to teach clients privately because I choose to put the time into other areas at this time. But I always take a couple of private clients a week. And the average fee that I've been paid, depending on whether I was in the north or the south, is anywhere between $75 and $125 an hour. Because many aging boomers, in my experience, they're the ones that are not ready to walk into a prime-time yoga class. They have some orthopedic problems. Maybe they've had knee problems, shoulder problems, hip problems. They've had recent surgeries or they're candidates for surgeries. You know, they have limited range of motion, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe they have heart disease, other comorbidities, yet they really want to make a change. They feel that they're getting more and more immobile. Those clients, and there are so many of them, they come to me because they want the one-on-one. And what I do is I get them ready. I wean them from the nurse. The nurse weans them from nursing so that they can join a community yoga class. That's my goal for them is, you know, after X amount of lessons, they're ready to go into primetime yoga. I do this all the time. People tell me I change their lives all the time, and they move on with their lives. And they're moving, and they're vital, and they're growing younger, and the transformation. If I could show you the befores and the afters,
it's
real.
Oh, sure, I know. Yes. That is very fun, isn't it, to think about.
So there's just so much potential as you move forward as a nurse going into the next phase for you to continue to share your nursing gifts and combine them with your entrepreneurial skills in a focus that nurtures you and will nurture your clients.
That's
right. It has to work both ways.
Oh, it does.
You know, I make a joke that I teach the lessons that I need to learn the most, and that's true. I mean, yoga saved my life.
Yes. Now, what was a defining moment for you when you suddenly put it together in your mind to be yoga nurse? That's what you called yourself, yoga nurse. And then you expanded it outward to doing these wonderful Kripala classes and becoming, you know, entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
What was it what was the shift? When did this shift happen for you?
Oh, it's a story, really. And I've had a lot of press. I've done a lot of interviews. I'm going to be on national television soon talking about yoga nursing as an expert in my field. I'll send you the clips when I get them.
Oh, I'd love
them. But it really, I studied with Dr. Deepak Chopra. Have you heard of him?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Did you go to India, his Indian place, or Massachusetts?
No.
Massachusetts.
1996, when nobody hardly knew who he was and they'd never heard of Ayurveda, because I also teach Ayurveda. I studied with Deepak Chopra and his colleague, Dr. David Simon, and he was giving trainings at that time. I learned about him, where else, at the Kripalu Center in 1995. And he did a lecture there. He blew my mind. And I was so hungry for the information that he had, I wanted to become a student. And I ended up becoming a student. And when I did his training, I'm surrounded with nurses and doctors and people with letters after their name. And I'm a yoga teacher with no medical knowledge. But I took his training. I studied my hiney off. And at that time in that training, I was inspired in that training with those doctors and nurses, and I thought to myself, my goodness, if I was a nurse and a yoga teacher, oh, my goddess, then I could really make a difference. And then was destiny. I believe in destiny. You know, I was in my late 40s when I went into nursing. I won't get into the age and that 60 that everybody's turning every minute, you know, including
yes,
me.
Yes.
And I'm
a
young, rocking 60 girlfriend, let me tell you.
So
I'm
were you born in 19?
Years old in May.
Yeah, I just
and
turned
I
60
went into
myself.
Nursing.
Uh-huh.
And you too.
I just turned 60. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, my God, we're both 51ers, girlfriends.
Yeah, this is hysterical. I didn't know that about us. Yeah.
Oh, that is so great. That's perfect.
It is.
But let me tell
really
you,
is.
I'm growing younger. I am growing younger. I don't use any plastic surgeries or anything. You know, it comes from the inside out, and the yoga has kept me the way that I am because I've been in yoga, you know, for 40 years. So when I went into nursing, you know, I was in my late 40s, as we're wrapping up here on the inspiration. I decided to go back to school. I'm in school with 20-year-olds and 18-year-olds and maybe 30-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was teaching at a college part-time. I was still working to pay my tuition, and I was teaching at a major university called York University in Toronto. I was teaching yoga to the kids and to the professors for stress management.
Right.
And they knew that I was in nursing school. And one day, one of my kids, I called them kids, my college kids, said, hey, you're the yoga nurse.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
You're the yoga nurse. And, like, all of a sudden, you know, the big light bulb went on, and I went, dang, that's it. I am the yoga nurse, and I'm going to be the yoga nurse, and I'm taking yoga nursing out into the world. And, you know, I was so hot on it that I actually trademarked the name. You know, yoga nurse, to be a yoga nurse is a licensed trademark. And yoga nursing is trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it happened. God bless Deepak Chopra and David Simon.
Oh, I love that story. It's beautiful. So after we would take your Kripala course, then are we certified to be a certified yoga nurse, or must we take some other kind of certification, or how does that
certifying.
Work?
I'm not certifying. I'm not certifying at this point. At this point,
good.
I'm not at the certification, although that's all in the works. You want to be on my planning team? I've got several fabulous nurses.
Of course.
But eventually there will be, in my vision, a yoga nursing certification. Because, look, the program is, you know, 4 nights and 5 days. You're getting
right.
a very solid foundation. But in order to really rock it and own it, it takes more training. And eventually I will be providing those trainings and possibly a certification program. But I don't want to limit people with this certification. This is what
I
tell
totally
the nurses.
Agree.
You're certified. You already did that. You are an RN. Excuse
right.
me. The hell with the certification. You're
I
an
know.
RN.
And the baby boomers that we are, the hell with certification is right.
Yeah,
I agree.
I'm saying the hell with certification. It means nothing if you don't know your stuff. You already have the certification. And that's the angle I'm going for. You know, I'm not out to make a fortune in this. I'm out to leave a legacy and make a difference and expand consciousness and healthcare and help people to enlighten up, my dear.
Right. Well, that is all very exciting. We are
and
coming
I do
to the
provide
end
a lot of ongoing support for the nurses that take the trainings. And as I develop, there will be ongoing trainings. But, you know, my gut instinct says the hell with the certification. If I'm teaching nurses, you already own it. I'm giving
you another piece to
your entrepreneurship.
What you can do is create an online community of all your yoga nurses who need that extra support. And that would be something that would be exciting to do, too.
Right, and that's my coaching, because I have a coaching practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes,
mm-hmm.
of course, I charge for that. So
of
other
course.
Nurses that want to get that training one-on-one with me, for example, or they want more help in marketing or whatever particular avenue, then I do the one-on-one coaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually have come to the end of our 60 minutes, and it was a painless and exciting 60 minutes, wasn't it? It was wonderful. And
yeah,
so
bye, Kate.
So thankful that we could do this.
So we will
see what we could do to get people to come up to Kripala, and myself included, and work on that. I can think of several people at work that might be interested, and so that's what we'll, you know.
Buddy.
Yeah, I would like to.
Yeah, yeah. And if you've never been there before, you're going to have a blast, honestly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just beautiful healing for the nurse.
Open, mm-hmm.
It will just totally be exactly, I feel, something that will inspire you for the next moments in your future, my dear Kate. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Annette. And it was wonderful. So we will speak soon. I'm sure
Great.
Of that. Yeah.
Great.
And
you got it.
Right now. So I'm going to be playing again the music for Mother and Child, and we can meditate on what we've just been discussing. So thank you so much, Annette, and I love you very much. And we'll talk
love
to you soon.
Too. Blessings, Miss Kate.
Thank you.
Loving.